The General Services Administration expects to fall further behind on maintenance of federal buildings. It's one area where cuts from sequestration and the fiscal 2013 spending bill will affect the agency. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller is back with details on the ongoing maintenance and repair challenges GSA faces. Hi, Jason.
Hey.
So it sounds like those light bulbs won't be changed anytime soon. Why can't GSA keep up with maintenance?
If it was only that simple as just changing the light bulbs, I think GSA would appreciate that. But basically it comes down to a simple fact of money. Congress has appropriated only a little for GSA to repair or maintain federal buildings over the last several years. Dan Tangerlini is the acting administrator of GSA. He tells House Appropriations Subcommittee on Financial Services and General Government yesterday the agency is actually working off its fiscal 2011 budget.
We have to work off the assumptions that were baked in several years ago about agencies' rent expectations, about need for maintenance. And frankly, the last several levels for the organization have really been low in terms of making reinvestments in the properties that we own. So we just haven't had as strong a repair and alteration program. We've really had no construction program other than the Recovery Act program, which came in 2009. And so I think that that's a concern that we have. We look to what the business benchmarks are. And the business benchmarks in real estate say you should invest between 2 and 4% in your facilities of the replacement, the fair market replacement value of those buildings. And we haven't been, for the last several years, we haven't been investing that amount of money.
And Tangerlini says investing in repair and maintenance actually saves money in the long term. He says the business benchmarks show $1 of maintenance and repair replaces the need of making $4 to $5 of capital investments later on.
While we're figuring out ways to keep the buildings at some level of operational quality right now, what's going to happen 3, 4, 5 years down the road is that that lack of investment is going to come back and in the form of really dramatic concerns and maybe emergent or exigent concerns, boilers that stop working, roofs that fail. And so this is much like, on a very grand scale, what it's like to be a homeowner and the fact that you need to continually make investments in your home, recognizing that if you don't, you're going to have very expensive episodic, step function costs that you're going to have to come up with.
All right, so the boilers will fail, the roofs will blow off, and the light bulbs will go unchanged. Jason, what about new construction?
That's another one that's facing very similar problems across the government and specifically from GSA as the government's landlord. I think the most prominent example is St. Elizabeth's project to consolidate the Homeland Security Department right here in Washington, D.C. Tangerlini says there is enough money for only one part of that construction effort.
We have enough resources to get us through opening up the Coast Guard component, but then we fall short on the subsequent phases of that project. And as a result, we're not able to consolidate the dozens of leases that the Department of Homeland Security has around the National Capital Region. We have the Homeland Security suboptimally spread out across the National Capital Region. It's costing them money in terms of lease costs, but it's also costing them money in terms of efficiency, the ability to collaborate, and maybe the ability at some level to be as effective an agency because they haven't been able to fully come together in one headquarters location.
But Tangerlini says the DHS and GSA are still doing some preliminary work around design and how they're going to occupy that St. Elizabeth site. But really, it all comes back down to money, money, money. So GSA is actually exploring some other options that don't cost a lot of money, such as building or real estate exchanges, very similar to what we've talked about on your show about what they're trying to do with the Federal Triangle South or the FBI headquarters efforts.
Jason, the Office of Management and Budget issued a new memo to freeze the federal real estate footprint. How would GSA's budget reductions and that measure go together?
Right now, it seems like the impact is going to be, to some extent, maybe small extent. Just to OMB's memo, we have a link on federalnewsradio.com for people to read the full thing. But it gives GSA a lot of responsibilities under the effort, whether it's collecting data on agencies' leased and owned office space or, looking at plans and reviewing plans by agencies to ensure no net new office gains in 2013 and beyond. In fact, agencies have until May 15th to submit their plans to OMB, and GSA will play a role in that. But as agencies are being told not to move to new space, that means they have to make their current workspace better, revamp how they use their space. And GSA plays a central role in all those efforts. So the question comes back to, well, who pays for those changes? How to change your office to fit more people? Is it a GSA responsibility? Is it the landlord's responsibility? Well, a lot of times GSA is the landlord. Then what happens there? Does it come out of the agency's budgets? And we've just been talking how agencies have no extra money for that. Tangerlini says his goal is really to drive down the cost for federal facilities. And part of that is to understand what federal facilities agencies do own or are using. And that is part of a database that GSA is trying to update. And the memo requires specific agencies to send in their data. GSA then will take all that data, put together, make sure it's standardized so they have a better view into what facilities do exist, what office space leases are still being used or underused or overused.
All right, Jason, we're going to have to leave it there. Sounds like they've got a big job to do yet. Jason Miller, executive editor, thanks for joining us with that update.
My pleasure.